This is part one of a previously recorded two-part live and local interview. It's time for another installment of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency, or MAPA, exists to provide local governments with planning and technical support, thinking regionally and long range on a bunch of core issues that impact the vibrancy of the Greater Omaha and Council Bluffs metro area. And they also work with other businesses and agencies. And right now, they are working with Bike Walk Nebraska about a very interesting trend that is going on and how to make sure that that does not get out of hand. Julie Harris is the executive director of Bike Walk Nebraska. Julie, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Before we get into the very specifics of this issue, what is Bike Walk Nebraska?
Bike Walk Nebraska is the nonprofit advocacy organization that focuses on working on safe and accessible biking and walking in Nebraska. So we want people who are outside being active to be safe. We want them to have great infrastructure. We want to make sure that the laws that are on the books are helpful and give equal treatment.
Now, there's been a rise in a use of a specific device, the electric micromobility devices, particularly these e-motos, as they seem to be called on the shorthand. Can you talk about exactly what these vehicles are?
Yeah, and there's a lot of confusion about this, and that's, I think, what the crux of the problem is. You know, there are standard electric bikes that are defined under law. They're the ones that you see as part of the Heartland Bike Share around the city, and they've been very popular for a long time, and they give people an opportunity to ride with a little extra assistance, their pedal assist. The difference between that and these e-motos that we're seeing is that the e-motos are essentially pedal replace. So they are throttle-based for the most part. They go much faster than a standard e-bike. Their engines don't comply with the state statute of an e-bike. And they are sort of a gray area in the law about who can use them and what the rules are. And for people like me who had this job all across the country, it's something we're all right now collectively dealing with, is how to try to advocate to maintain access to good transportation options, but yet make sure everybody is safe on our roads.
So these things, I mean, they don't have any pedals at all, right?
Well, some of them have pedals, but they are just sort of for show. They aren't operating pedals. So they might be just a place to rest your foot, but they don't actually propel the vehicle. So even when you're looking closely at some of these, you really can't even tell what you're looking at.
So how are the e-motos different from these electric scooters that are also being rented downtown?
Yeah, so the scooters, another gray area here, they don't have pedals at all, obviously, and there are various iterations of these as well, that some that go faster and some that have been sort of tinkered with to take the regulators off so they can go even faster. You know, so there's sort of the standard version of scooters and e-scooters like you see for rent. And then there's sort of this other version that is faster, perhaps not as safe, perhaps not as regulated.
Bike Walk Nebraska, along with MAPA and the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, have all kind of teamed up together. What is it that your three organizations are hoping to accomplish?
Well, what we want to do is, first of all, engage as many wide variety of stakeholders as we can, and then come up with policy recommendations for state and local authorities, so that perhaps if our laws need to be changed or updated, or if new laws need to be put in place, that we can do it in a thoughtful manner, that we can do it after a deep dive and study rather than in a more reactionary manner. And that's kind of what we're seeing. We understand there's a lot of urgency right now because these things are creating a lot of concern among a lot of folks, but urgent and policy development a lot of times you put those two things together and you don't get the best outcome. So we're trying to do a real thoughtful approach.
Sure. How is that going to work? What are the first steps here?
Well, we're engaging with a lot of different groups. We want to talk to law enforcement. We want to talk to state senators. We want to talk to city managers, public works officials, parents, teachers, and like kids, and some of the folks that are writing these things. So we want to get the full spectrum of opinions here so that we can understand the issue and then figure out where there are gaps in our laws, where are there are opportunities to make things safer. And ultimately, whatever law gets put on the books, it needs to be realistically enforceable. We could throw a lot of rules onto the books that may make us feel better.
Join me tomorrow for the conclusion of this live and local interview at 7:44 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. on 91.5 FM. This is part two of my live and local interview with Julie Harris, Executive Director of Bike Walk Nebraska. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Previously on Live and Local, Julie and I discussed how Bike Walk Nebraska, the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency, or MAPA, and the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District have teamed up to address the safety challenges posed by the rapid rise in the use of e-motos. So I asked Julie, what is it that your three organizations are hoping to accomplish?
Well, what we want to do is, first of all, engage as many wide variety of stakeholders as we can, and then come up with policy recommendations for state and local authorities so that perhaps if our laws need to be changed or updated, or if new laws need to be put in place, that we can do it in a thoughtful manner, that we can do it after a deep dive and study rather than in a more reactionary manner. And that's kind of what we're seeing. We understand there's a lot of urgency right now because these things are creating a lot of concern among a lot of folks. But urgent and policy development, a lot of times you put those two things together and you don't get the best outcome. So we're trying to do a real thoughtful approach.
Sure. How is that going to work? What are the first steps here?
Well, we're engaging with a lot of different groups. We want to talk to law enforcement. We want to talk to state senators. We want to talk to city managers, public works officials, parents, teachers, and like kids, and some of the folks that are writing these things. So we want to get the full spectrum of opinions here so that we can understand the issue and then figure out where there are gaps in our laws, where are there are opportunities to make things safer. And ultimately, whatever law gets put on the books, it needs to be realistically enforceable. We could throw a lot of rules onto the books that may make us feel better like we did something, but if they're not actually enforceable things, then we haven't really solved the problem.
Have there been some serious danger to the public with people speeding around on sidewalks on these things, right? I mean, you wouldn't want a motorcycle driving down a sidewalk at 50 miles an hour.
Exactly. And, you know, we have definitely seen, and our law enforcement partners have talked to us about their concerns. There have been some really tragic, high-profile crashes involving kids lately that are just heartbreaking. So, yeah, there are definitely concerns about where e-motos should be ridden and if they are legal at all. But, you know, this comes back to get up to the 50,000-foot level here. No matter what devices are on the road or amongst us as citizens, we still need to be looking out for each other. We still need to all be following the rules of the road. We still need to be very vigilant when we are driving. So none of that changes regardless. It's just trying to figure out what is legal and where do these devices need to be? Because if we don't want them on the sidewalks, that's fine. But then where do they go? And that might be an infrastructure question.
There's a website with additional resources and information about this. And that website is engage.mappacog.org/emotos. So again, engage.mappacog.org/emotos. Folks can also get involved as well. Are you looking for some kind of feedback from the public for this?
For sure. We will be putting up a survey sometime soon for the general public to weigh in, because as I said, we'll be engaging with different groups and focus groups and stakeholders. But, you know, anybody that wants to chime in about what they're seeing in their neighborhood or what their kids are talking about, will be able to get online there and provide us that feedback. And that will help us a lot.
If you had to guess, how long do you think this process goes before there's at least, no one can predict what the unicameral is going to do, but at least until there's something concrete from your three organizations to go, we think this is the solution?
We've been really cognizant of upcoming deadlines and noting the urgency that people are feeling. So if there are any statutes on the state level that need to be changed, we want to identify those early by this fall so that state senators have an opportunity to do what they need to do behind the scenes and introduce it in January. Our local recommendations will be coming probably after that, because we know with school starting, we're going to get a bit of a release valve on this issue with kids back in school. So local recommendations will be coming with the goal of having something in place by spring of next year. So when these devices emerge, sort of like the cicadas out of the ground, next year, we will be prepared and hopefully have those laws on the books, those conversations happening, that public education happening. But it'll go quick.
She is the executive director of Bike Walk Nebraska. Her name is Julie Harris, and her organization, along with the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency and the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, are working very hard to make sure that our streets and our sidewalks are safe for everybody. Julie, thanks so much for the very hard work that you're doing, and good luck on this mission moving forward.
Thank you so much.